And of course, the Super Bowl of advertising is the Super Bowl. Sunday's game is the biggest TV audience of the year, and with TV airtime costing millions, companies have a lot at stake. They're doing whatever they can to get your attention, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
At the start of one ad you will not see during the Super Bowl, a guy sitting in his office cubicle calls to his coworker, Doug.
Hey, Dougie.
What?
Have you seen how easy GoDaddy.com is?
GoDaddy.com is a company that lets you register the names of new websites. The ad is full of sexual jokes. Bob Parsons, the company's CEO, says that's why CBS rejected it.
They didn't like the double entendres. And I didn't like the word pervert.
But even for advertisers not looking to test the boundaries of good taste, many companies produce a stable of ads and then just pick the one or two best to actually air during the Super Bowl. In part, that's because they're paying more than $2.5 million for 30 seconds. Tim Calkins is a marketing professor at Northwestern University's Kellogg School.
When you buy a spot on the Super Bowl, you're really buying the attention of the nation.
Calkins analyzes Super Bowl ads with his marketing students, and he says the Super Bowl is a chance to see the advertising industry at its creative best, that is, for some of the ads.
The most interesting part in all this is how wide the range is. Some people do really, really good advertising on the Super Bowl. Other companies show up and they just miss. So many advertisers run advertising that really doesn't do much. And I think it speaks to the fact that this is actually very tough to do. Developing communication that really an entire country can look at and gets their attention and delivers a message, very difficult.
With all the interest, some call it hype over Super Bowl ads, the media covers these ads as stories, like we're doing right now, and does post-game analysis of not just the players, but the ads too. Some universities now rank the ads. The University of South Carolina teaches a whole course just on Super Bowl ads. And if you miss some on a trip to the fridge or the bathroom, you can watch them later at several websites. Some, though, make you watch an ad before you can see the Super Bowl ads. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.